On the show today, we have Feline's Andrew Devon talking about consumer confidence borrowing being low. Watch and find out what's going on. Can you give us a quick, kind of a quick summary on what this research is all about here?
Yeah. So we work with our colleagues at the University of Arizona. Mm-hmm. We've got our newest research center down there, Center for Consumer Decision.
With Hope. And it looks like Ignacio, yeah.
Yes, Ignacio and Hope are two authors of this particular work. So we worked with them to say, you know, help us understand how are consumers feeling today about how they may choose or choose not to borrow in the next 6 months. Yeah. We know that intent doesn't always necessarily equal action. I'm sure a number of people who don't intend to borrow over the next 6 months will, you know, find a need to or be driving past a car dealership and say, wouldn't it be nice to have a new car? But what we wanted to do was kind of determine how can we better understand the likelihood and mindset that consumers have when it comes to making these borrowing decisions so that credit unions can hopefully communicate with them better, market products and services more appropriately to them. So this is some work that we'll be doing now every 6 months or so. And our hope is to get some good trending to see how these perceptions change over time.
Yeah, I think credit unions would be very, very curious about this information. So you guys are like hitting the hot spot right there.
Definitely. Loans are important to
a little bit. So why did you guys embark on this study? I mean, were there some pain points you guys were discovered, or what was going on to prompt it?
Yeah, so you know, if you look at kind of the condition overall for credit unions, we're doing pretty well actually when it comes to lending. I mean, you look at loan growth has been very strong. You look at the loan to share ratio on average, it's across the credit industry, it's the highest now that it's been since kind of 2012 when we were really suffering a lot of the financial crisis issues. But we know that there are always other factors that are around the corner. It's important as credit unions plan their strategic plans, their budgets, kind of focus their marketing messages, that it's always good to kind of see around that corner and say, hey, what are our members thinking? Whether or not they act on that the way they're thinking, what are they thinking now so that we can begin to communicate with them more effectively?
Indeed, indeed. So what were a couple of takeaways from this study that credit unions can gain from it?
Yeah, so I think the most startling for those of us on the research side and for those in the credit union movement that we've spoken with is just this strong desire to avoid debt almost at any cost. So 93%, 9 out of 10 of the respondents said that they were going to do everything that they could to avoid taking on additional debt over the next 6 months. And that's pretty significant. 41% said they were going to avoid debt at all costs.
Wow, that's a big number.
And we know, again, that that's not necessarily what's going to turn out to be the case. Intent versus action, definitely. Yeah. And beyond that, you know, it was really eye-opening to see the level with which debt is currently causing stress in households. So about 80% of the respondents said that the current amount of debt that they have is creating some level of stress in their lives. In fact, 12% said that debt is a source of major daily stress for their family.
No doubt. That's
significant. I mean, think about the things in our lives that stress us out, and we each have our own things going on. Mm-hmm. But for 1 out of 10 households, debt is a major daily stress. And that's, you know, it's tough for us as credit union leaders and executives because lending is, again, such a big part of our balance sheet. How can we best communicate to members when one of the products that we're offering is causing them, by and large, a lot of stress?
Right, right. Yeah, I know we got a little bit of debt here, but it's nothing like outrageous. But it's still, I mean, even like a little bit can like wear on. It's like, gosh, I want to get that paid off type of thing. You know, it's like it can just it can wear on you, even a little bit towards a lot. All that, it runs the gamut. So I can totally understand. So how can credit unions? Because it sounds like there's an opportunity here actually for credit unions to kind of, pardon the pun, capitalize on it. But there's some opportunity here, I think.
Yeah, I think there is. I think it all goes back to how do we communicate and relate with our member. And you know, I think back to my years in credit union marketing, I can recall a lot of statement inserts and other ads. You know, I'd be advertising a car loan and would have that really happy couple with their keys in their hand. This was the dream come true, a new car. And you know, that isn't necessarily how a lot of consumers are looking at debt. They're looking at it and they're making lending and borrowing decisions from a very pragmatic standpoint. Yeah. How will this affect my monthly cash flow? How will this make me feel as I'm the dinner table talking with my family. So one of the opportunities for Credian is to really reevaluate how we market and communicate these products to our members, really focusing on the pragmatic aspects of how much it will save them, how much less they will be paying if they take our loan out versus other competitors, et cetera. And really reinforcing the fact that we've got a variety of products that will meet their needs in a way that's really meant to take the stress off of their shoulders.
So no doubt.
That's the thing that our movement has really hung our hat on, right, over the last almost 100 years, is that we're here in the best interest of our members. And when members are stressed, what better way to have that message and to say, hey, we're going to take some of the load off your shoulders.
Indeed, indeed. Yeah, I think education would be right there. You know, it's like, hey, how can we educate our members, even the ones that are out of or in debt? You know, like, hey, how can we help them, you know, lower that debt ceiling, so to speak? And then, you know, hey, down the line when you're more financially stable, I guess, hey, here's a loan if you ever need it. I mean, because that would build the trust factor through the roof, I would think.
Yeah, yeah. And you hit on an important point that kind of down the road when things are more financially stable. And that was one of the other insights that came out of this research, is that one of the major reasons why consumers, members didn't want to take on debt was their perceived lack of earning power. That, you know, I may not be making enough money to be able to pay off this loan. Also, just a general economic unease. We know that we've now, as a nation, gone through an election, and regardless of the parties, election cycles always lead to a bit of uncertainty on the part of consumers. Yep. So kind of take the voter out of the equation. Think about, you know, kind of what we've gone through over the last couple of months as consumers. Again, parties aside, now that we're into a more stable political environment, more often than not, you see people begin to move more toward you know, the borrowing market.
Yeah, transition creates a little bit of uneasiness for a while until things kind of settle, the dust settles, and then see what direction we're going. Again, no matter what party you're affiliated with, it's just any type of transition, you know, in life, you know, it's like, okay, let's let the dust settle, and then we'll get back to the basics here. So very cool. Anything else to kind of wrap up here, Andrew, on this study? Because I think Credians would just be just like, give me this information. I would really could use it.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I would recommend going to filing.org. You can take a look at a really interesting video that was done with one of the researchers.
Mr. Hoffheimer's in that video.
George Hoffheimer makes his cameo appearance as a researcher. So check that out. Definitely, Credians can look at this research. We really drill down into some regional views as well, so you can see what part of the country you're in, dig into that research. And you know, just a great opportunity to stay in touch with all that work that's going on in that consumer decision-making center.
Yeah, it's nice to get that temperature in each region, you know, to see who's hot, who's cold, who's doing what, who's not, that type of stuff. So very indeed, sir. All right, Andrew, well, thanks again. Appreciate the time as always. And we will put the link and all that type of stuff in the show notes so people can get right to it and get more details. So very cool.
That's great. Thanks a lot. Have a good day.
You're welcome, Andrew. Well done, sir. Well done.